Welcome to Heartbeat for the new year. And I'd like to talk to you, especially today, especially because of the new year, that we don't know what's going to happen in our lives into the future, but we do know God is with us, of equipping ourselves. You know, we often make New Year's resolutions, decisions that we're going to be healthier, we're going to be fitter, we're going to be more organized, we're going to whatever, list upon, whatever you think of, whatever, you know, is on your heart that you think you need to work on. Well, how about equipping ourselves so that we can have a great year? How about equipping ourselves so that we can focus on everything else we need to do, because we've equipped ourselves for what God has for us? And you know, God asks us to equip ourselves and describes it a certain way. And it comes from St. Paul. Now, he was a Roman soldier, and he describes the equipment, what you need to equip yourselves with, in Ephesians. And many of us have heard this, but I want to describe it a different way. You probably have come to know me a bit by now. I'm very quirky. There's things that just inspire me, or I see it from a different angle, and I see that that's the quirkiness, the funness, the whatever God's put within me, in my personality, that just sees things differently, and I want to share them with you. And maybe it might help you to think, I can equip myself like that. I've never thought of it like that. So here we go. So when we need to equip ourselves to live, to fight, to survive, to do well. So it's not always about, you know, defense. It can be about attack. It can be like doing wonderful things. It can be like, I'm going to do this. And, you know, it's not like, well, I've got to just stand guard because I've had going to have such a terrible life, so I better defend myself. No, it is actually equipping ourselves for every battle that we may face, but also every enjoyment, every conquering, every wonderful thing that we face as well, that we need to be equipped with the right equipment. So in Ephesians 6, verse 11, it says, actually verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Now, I don't want to have to say that, you know, battles are going to come, but they are. I don't want to have to say that, you know, this year there's going to be things you have to face that you're going to maybe struggle with, but you will. But there's going to be things that you're going to want to, in the struggle, it's more like, I've got to achieve this, and you will be so much better for it. But in other areas, we need to, say, defend ourselves from attacks. When you say attacks, it can be just attacking the peace in my life, attacking, you know, the stress can be an attack on us. We want to defend ourselves when things come our way, and we have to protect us, our family, our friends, from whatever's, you know, in the life that's trying to destroy the unity, destroy peace, destroy love. Because sad to say, the enemy prowls. And the enemy is the devil, and he prowls looking for weakness, looking for ways to get in. Now, I'm always weak, but I know scripture tells me when I am weak, he is strong. My God is strong. So I lean into him. So I'm always weak. But I can also put on the armor of God to learn to defend myself better, so that the enemy, who is prowling like a lion, does not catch me, does not get me. For I am a daughter of the living God. So we put on the armor of God, and you may be able to withstand on that day, having done everything, you'll be able to stand firm. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around your waist. So I'm actually going to dress myself up like a soldier. So I've got to have truth. Because if I'm not standing on truth, what am I standing on? If I'm not standing on what I know is correct, what I know is right, well, everything else falls apart. It's like I'd be standing on sinking sand. I need to stand on something firm. And what do I stand on? The truth of God. I stand on what he's given to me. I stand on generations before that have shared with me about him. I stand on scripture. I stand on the traditions of the church. Not to do just the traditions, but why they were put into place in the first place. So maybe you need to, in after this, go delve into and learn more. What is truth? What is the truth that I'm seeking? What is truth for my life? Because if I'm standing on it, I've got to know what the truth is. So I've put on, fastened the belt of truth around my waist, and I put on the breastplate of righteousness. Why? Because I can't do it. I've just shared with you that I fail. I can't do it. But if I'm a daughter of the living God and God has chosen me to be his adopted child, then I can stand and I can put on the breastplate that he gave me. And what's the breastplate? It's protecting of my heart. It's protecting of all my vital organs. It's protecting me because it's Jesus who did it for me. It's Jesus who died for me. It's Jesus who saved me. It's Jesus who's given me freedom. It's Jesus who's won for me eternal life. And I need to remember that. So when the enemy says, oh, look at you, you're so weak. No, yeah, I am weak. But in Jesus, I am strong. And it protects your heart and it protects your vital organs. It protects your life. Because if you don't protect your life, if you don't protect you, what have you got? Death and destruction. Death and harm. So you put on the breastplate of righteousness. And I love verse 15. And actually Emma showed me this. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. So whatever shoes that you need to put on. Maybe you put on your high heels because, you know, that's what you enjoy wearing. Maybe you put on sandals because you like the strong, steady, low heel. Maybe you put on, because your feet are killing you, your slippers, your UGG boots. Whatever it is that brings you a place to walk in peace. What does it say? Make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. I don't want to be grumpy when I go and share with people about Jesus. I want to be at peace. I want to share his peace and truth and love to people. So maybe if my feet are hurting, I need to have comfortable shoes. And it's not the shoes. It's what is our attitude when we want to proclaim Jesus. And we bring it in peace. Jesus never attacked. He shared and he shared truth, but he shared love and compassion, and he was sincere. He never admonished people in a bad way unless, for example, say the Pharisees who weren't listening, couldn't hear, had hardened hearts, and he told them off. But for those who were seeking, those who were checking out, you know, they were those that were up on a tree looking down, those that were looking through a window, he saw and he brought peace. He is the Prince of Peace to their lives to show them, look what I have for you. Come. And then it goes on to say, with all of these, take up the shield of faith. Because if we don't have faith that fights off the attacks, and faith is, again, not belief in me, but belief in my God, that he will come and rescue me. Belief in God will defend me. Belief in God will send his angels. Belief in God that he has total control of the world. And we put up that shield of faith and we trust. And we bounce off the arrows that the enemy aims at us. You know, we're one of those, if you know what I mean. You know, when the arrows in the superhero movies? We do that with our God. Because faith is our shield. And this says, the shield of faith which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Did you hear that? Quench all the flaming arrows. Not one gets through. And then what you need to do is you need to take on the helmet of salvation. And what it is God who died for us, Jesus who died for us on the cross. Sorry, it doesn't quite fit my head, but you'll see anyway. That he protects our minds, that he has given us his saving power, that he has given us his freedom. He died for us on the cross. And we need to keep telling us that. We need to keep telling us that. We need to protect our minds from the enemy. We might think we're protecting everything else, but are we protecting our minds? Have we got the shield of faith up over our minds, saying scripture back to the enemy when he says, look, you're weak, come on, you're terrible. No, I am weak, but he is strong, and I am his follower, and he is my God. And then what you do is you take up the sword of the Spirit, the sword, which is the word of God. Remember, that's why we learn scripture, not to only know our God. Excuse me, I'm going to fall. I'll have to leave my glasses on. I keep the helmet up. Oh dear. And you take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Because, you know, if I don't know him, then I don't know that he's saving me. I don't know that he's rescuing me. I don't know that I can trust in him. I don't know that I believe. I don't know that he's protecting my heart. But when I know him, he puts this armor on me. I don't even remember every day to put it on, but he does. But also, if you go back to verse 10, in Ephesians it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against mere flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. You know, it puts a whole different perception on things. I'm not actually fighting with someone in my family. I'm not actually fighting with my children. I'm not actually having disharmony with my husband. It is the enemy who prowls. It is he who makes it disruptive. It's he who brings out disunity. It's he who makes us aggressive and have lack of love. We need to wear the armor of God. We need to walk with peace. Maybe we need to make the first step in asking for forgiveness, even though we maybe not have been at fault. I'm sorry. For my part in that argument, would you please forgive me? Even though you may know that they were in the wrong. They were the aggressive one. They were the one that attacked. But you come with peace. And you come knowing that God wants unity, wants love. He wants truth too. But sometimes our coming and saying, on my part, please forgive me, because I probably did raise my voice. I did cry. I did get angry. I did get aggressive too, even if it wasn't feeling like in defense. But we need to wear this armor of God. We need to be aware that we're wearing the armor of God, that we have it available to wear. So maybe that's given you a little bit of a different insight of putting on the armor of God, putting it on so that we can live a great life this year, that we can attack when we need to attack the enemy, and we can defend when we need to defend, and we can always praise and adore and exalt our God. Let's ask our God to be with us. Dear loving Father, our Father, Jesus, your Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us this year. Put us into your armor. Make us wear the feet of your peace, for you are the Prince of Peace. And guide us and help us this year into what you have for us. We lay it all before you. We lay ourselves at your throne. We thank you that you have chosen us to be your sons and your daughters, of a living God, of a loving God who wants the best for each and every one of us. May we exalt you this year. May we praise your name. May we proclaim you to the world. In all of this we pray in the name of Jesus. What it is to get good help, hey? You might have to cut some of this out. You can just say beep, sorry beloved. Yeah, just put bloopers. Put it in as a blooper. I don't care at the end. Wait for it, ladies. We've got the bloopers. Yep. That's why it stayed up. Did you find that funny? I did.